Because it's being fed back into the, like, the Voskast feed for my show. The Voskast feed for my show. I'm gonna link here. I should post the link here. This should work. Anyway, amazing enough you survived. Our number two, the next show. We'll be back with hour number three featuring Fun with Fish, featuring Drive-By Truckers. We'll have that after this.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, my desktop or wherever you happen to be right now, or where this happens to be right now, Free New Jersey.
Elon Musk $150 million, $140 billion escalation of its war against democracy and war against democracy calls it a quote used in a new Cold War. This week, the European Commission, which oddly enough has never won an election despite allegedly winning a democracy despite a slap at $150 million, fine on $50 their excuse was the blue check policy on X, excuse was the blue check policy on X, which is goofy considering anybody who's verified gets a blue check, verification being a blue check card, verification being by a month card. Whether or not you like it bucks a month, this is not whether or not you like it. It's very transparent compared to the old Twitter that used blue checks as political litmus test blue checks. I can vouch for this. I was on TV almost daily, but Twitter was on TV almost blue check in the trouble Elon bought them in the check. Elon bought them in the EU, of course, had no problem with the old litmus test since it was built old on censorship. Since it was the background here, the EU's been at war with free speech with almost 20,000 speech with regular people arrested for anti-left European referendum for anti-left U.S. tech companies caved as both the single European platform tells them to ask for friends to arrest for their CEO. But Elon did not, making him public enemy number one for Europe's unlike the enemy terrorist request for him to seek control of the hundreds of billions of American taxpayers paid to protect Europe from their own wars. The reason they go after Elon, of course, is censorship of Israel existential censor Europe's ruling existential, which polls showing every major European country going hot major in the face of the EU's economy destroying regulation and green mandates, along with their society destroying along with migration. In other videos, I've mentioned the clown show of European regulations that run show to European times the regulatory burden in the U.S. Time to say already a burden in the U.S. In slavery, you have to get a written permission to have a birthday written party for an employee in Germany before energy fostered in three times U.S. levels to the fostered two to three times U.S. levels are industries employing German 5 to 10 times more migrants than 2 times more migrants than Europeans, meaning they are on track to become a minority in their own countries than they a rounding in their own countries and their own rounding error. And so the EU is doing what every socialist regime does in the end game. Socialist regime does in the end game. Star war. Shut up the people powers. And Star Wars. Less than 80 EU countries have moved to reinstate EU military draft in Greenland, Poland, Italy, and obviously Germany. Poland, Italy, and obviously Germany. Capital. Society fans have already criticized the fine, calling it accurately. State censorship, calling it accurately. Trump, meanwhile, came down hard on similar moves by Canada and the EU itself to squeeze American companies with taxes and fines. American companies they have backed down every time when it was just taxed. Down every time censorship. The EU might not back down, even if they risk a suicidal trade war. If they risk a suicidal trade war.
Free speech. They know
that free speech will be watching out. Say that.
This is number six, host of the six number six. I'm grateful that so many of your RFD did. I hope you'll consider making a donation. I hope you'll now. We know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and, make a one-time or recurring donation, and I'll thank you for your service.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine. It's peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year, we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. Tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth.
It's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la, give to me. 4 bars of soap. Two breakfast foods and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tops,
2 cigarettes and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Ah, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. Business Christmas cards
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Oh, in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
Was Stan Smith. I think that was like from 1959, if memory serves me correctly. I find out quickly this way. Green Christmas. Yeah, Green Christmas, Stan Freeberg. Yeah. No, 1958. My bad. That was from, the compilation, let's see. Freeberg compilation album. Oh, apologies for the, 192 kilobits per second encode. But it was all I could get, But anyway, it's 21 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the Fun with Fish before we fall too far behind. So let me do the, do the intro here. And now it's time for some fun with fish on the next show. Yes, Fun with Fish. One to three songs of America's favorite jam band. At least now that the Grateful Dead have broken up. But anyway, we're going to do two songs. We're going to start this off with Fish live at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles, California on October 29th, 1998. Here's Fish. Up and the Watchful Hosemasters. Fun with Fish on the next show.
My turning wheel, my little docking pup, the march of Colonel Forbin and his fleet hound called McGrub. The grime of countless work dogs has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with its poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rind.